Kenya's president has named a commission to probe one of the country's biggest financial scandals during the era of former President Daniel Arap Moi. In a statement Monday, President Mwai Kibaki said he had appointed a commission of four High Court judges to investigate what has become known as the Golden Bag scandal in Kenya. The Golden Bag scandal involved two cases of alleged fraud, one by a company called Golden Bag International and the other by Exchange Bank. The Treasury is believed to have lost $60 million in the scheme, which involved gold and diamond exports in the early 90s. Under this scheme, a Kenyan named Kamlesh Patni and his brother are alleged to have been paid that amount by the Central Bank of Kenya for exporting gold and diamonds. The Office of the Auditor General later determined that Kenya does not possess any meaningful gold or diamond deposits and that none was actually exported. The statement appointing the commission said it is necessary to disentangle and get to the root of the Golden Bag scandal because it is having detrimental effects on Kenya's economy and institutions of governance. The formation of this commission by President Kibaki paves way for the Attorney General to terminate all Golden Bag-related cases that have been dragging in the courts for the last 10 years. It is also expected to come up with ways of punishing those it will find guilty. The Golden Bag scandal is one of the reasons donor agencies such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund stopped financial assistance to the government of former President Daniel Arap Moi. The donors lamented that the government was not committed to bringing to justice those involved in the scandal. At the same time, some political observers charged some of the money was used by the ruling party to buy votes during Kenya's first multi-party elections in 1992. For VOA News, this is Josiah Obati in Nairobi.